Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, where we transform the daunting task of dissertation writing into something absolutely doable. I'm thrilled to have you here today as we tackle a skill that is pivotal not just to your literature review, but to the foundation of your entire research project. Today, we're zeroing in on how to effectively synthesize sources. Now, you might wonder, what does synthesizing actually involve? It's not merely summarizing what each of your sources says. Rather, it's about weaving them together, understanding the relationships between them, and crafting a narrative that aligns with your research objectives. Think of it as creating a tapestry where each thread is a different source. Alone, each thread has its color and texture, but when woven together, they create a complete, coherent image. That's what synthesizing sources does for your literature review. It shows not only your grasp of the existing knowledge, but also how your research fits into or challenges this existing landscape. In today's session, we will break down the steps to master this essential skill. We'll look at how to identify themes, discern patterns, and most importantly, how to interpret these findings in a way that supports your thesis. The goal here is not just to inform, but to empower you. By the end of this podcast, you should feel equipped to handle your sources in a way that adds depth and perspective to your research. Why is this important, you might ask? Well, in the world of academic research, being able to synthesize effectively makes the difference between a literature review that merely reports what others have said and one that critically engages with that material to set a solid stage for your own inquiry. It's about making your voice heard in the chorus of academic discourse. So, whether you're just starting out with your PhD journey or you're in the midst of writing your literature review, today's insights will sharpen your skills and boost your confidence in handling scholarly works. Get ready to take detailed notes as we delve into the practical steps to synthesize sources effectively, ensuring that your literature review stands out for its clarity and critical engagement. Let's get started. Today, we're diving deep into a fundamental skill for any PhD student crafting a literature review: synthesis. Understanding this concept is crucial, and today we'll unpack what it means, how it differs from summarizing, and why it's indispensable for your research. First off, let's define synthesis in the context of academic writing. Synthesis involves combining ideas from various sources to create a new, cohesive understanding. It's about drawing connections between different pieces of knowledge and integrating them in a way that supports your research narrative. Now you might think, isn't that similar to summarizing? Well, not quite. While summarizing is about recounting what each source says, often just paraphrasing the original material, synthesizing is reimagining. When you summarize, you're reporting. When you synthesize, you're creating. It's the difference between listing what your friends think about a movie and weaving their thoughts into a broader analysis of its themes and reception. So, why is synthesis critical for a robust literature review? Here's the thing. A literature review should do more than just list out what previous studies have found. It should link ideas together, showing how they relate to one another and to your own study. This not only demonstrates your comprehensive understanding of the field, but also positions your research within the larger academic conversation. Synthesizing sources in your literature review moves beyond mere listing. It's about creating a narrative. For example, if your research addresses conflict resolution within teams, you don't just want to summarize each theory on conflict resolution. Instead, you aim to link these theories to real-world applications, critique them based on recent data, and perhaps identify where they fall short in explaining current trends in team dynamics. This approach not only shows that you've read and understood the relevant literature, but also that you can critically engage with it and identify where your research can add new insights. Moreover, synthesis demonstrates your analytical capability. It shows that you can take disparate threads and weave them into a tapestry that is not only informative, but also insightful. Think about it as constructing a bridge that connects isolated islands of thought. Your ability to create this bridge shows your depth of understanding and your skill in shaping a coherent narrative from various research studies. In essence, mastering synthesis in your literature review is about enhancing the sophistication of your academic work. It's about proving that you can think critically about complex ideas and articulate how they inform and support your research hypothesis. This is crucial as it sets the stage for your methodology and findings, paving the way for a dissertation that is not only well-researched, but also well-integrated into the existing body of knowledge. Remember, effective synthesis requires you to be both selective and analytical. It's not about including every source you come across, but about choosing the most relevant ones and discussing them in a way that forwards your thesis. Each source should serve a purpose, either supporting or challenging your arguments, and your job is to show how these pieces fit together to form a clearer picture of the academic landscape surrounding your topic. So, as you prepare to tackle your literature review, think of yourself as both a curator and a creator. You're curating knowledge from a range of sources and creatively merging these insights to craft a compelling, comprehensive view of your research topic. Stay tuned as we continue to explore practical steps to achieve this synthesis effectively, ensuring your literature review is as impactful as possible. Let's break down this process into a step-by-step guide to make it manageable and actionable. Step 1, identify themes or patterns. Start by looking for common themes, trends, or conflicts across the literature. This might involve sifting through various studies and papers to see what common threads emerge. Are researchers consistently pointing out a certain gap? Is there a debate that keeps popping up? Identifying these patterns is the first step toward understanding the broader conversation in your field. Step 2, group-related information. Once you've identified some key themes or debates, organize your sources around these categories. This helps you to see how different pieces of research interact with each other and to structure your review logically. For example, you might have one group of sources that discusses psychological strategies in conflict resolution and another that focuses on sociological factors. Step 3, compare and contrast. Here's where you dig deeper. Look at how these sources relate to each other. Who agrees with whom? Who disagrees? And importantly, why? This step is crucial because it's not just about knowing what scholars say, but understanding their perspectives and the reasons behind their conclusions. This comparison not only highlights the diversity of thought in your field, but also sharpens your critical thinking skills. Step 4, create linkages now. Build bridges between differing viewpoints or complementary perspectives. This means linking theories, findings, and discussions that may seem distinct, but are actually interconnected. For instance, if one study's findings about team dynamics under stress complement another's theory on leadership styles, point out this connection. This step demonstrates your ability to weave disparate threads into a coherent whole, showing both the breadth and depth of your understanding. Step 5, develop a thesis. Finally, based on your synthesis, formulate a thesis that reflects an integrated view of your findings. This thesis should encapsulate how your review of the literature has led to a new understanding or approach to the topic. It's your central argument, informed by the synthesis of your sources, and it sets the stage for your own research. Think of your thesis as your unique contribution to the ongoing academic conversation. It doesn't just repeat what others have said, it offers a new perspective based on the collective insights of the sources you've synthesized. Synthesizing information is more than a mechanical task. It's a creative one that requires intuition, critical thinking, and insight. By following these steps, you're not just preparing to write a literature review, you're preparing to make a meaningful contribution to your field. Remember, your ability to synthesize effectively not only supports your arguments, but also demonstrates your scholarly maturity and capability to handle complex ideas. Let's dive right in and make sure your literature review stands out not just for what it includes, but how well it integrates and presents that information. Common pitfall 1, merely summarizing each source. A frequent misstep is treating the literature review as a series of summaries, where each source stands alone. This approach misses the whole point of synthesis, which is to demonstrate how these sources interact and build upon one another. Focus on relationships and connections between sources. Instead of just stating what each source says, emphasize how they relate to one another and to your research question. For instance, after summarizing a study, you might add, "This aligns with Smith's findings on X, enhancing the understanding of Y," or, "However, this contrasts with Lee's observations on Z, presenting a different perspective on the same issue." Common pitfall 2, overemphasis on one source. It's easy to lean heavily on a particularly comprehensive or compelling source. However, over-relying on one source can skew the balance of your review, giving undue weight to a single perspective. Ensure you maintain balance in how you represent sources. It's okay to have a few key studies that are central to your argument, but also include a range of views and findings. This not only creates a more robust literature review, but also demonstrates your ability to engage with the field comprehensively. Common pitfall 3, failing to show how sources advance your argument. Sometimes, in the effort to include relevant literature, students forget to make explicit how these sources support or challenge their thesis. This can leave the reader unsure of the role each source plays in the broader argument. Always tie your discussion back to your thesis. Each time you introduce a new source, take a moment to explain its relevance. You might say, "This study is crucial for understanding the scope of my research question," or, "This theory helps explain the mechanism behind my central hypothesis." By doing this consistently, you ensure that your literature review directly contributes to setting up your research. Finally, once you've drafted your literature review, it's crucial to revise for coherence and flow. This ensures that all parts not only contribute to, but reinforce your thesis. Read through your draft with an eye for how each paragraph transitions to the next. Do the sections flow logically? Are there abrupt jumps or loosely connected parts? Use transitional phrases wisely to guide your reader through your narrative. Phrases like "building on this point" or "in a different vein" can help maintain flow and coherence. Additionally, ask yourself if every piece of information serves your thesis. If a section seems tangential or redundant, consider refining or removing it. This keeps your literature review focused and impactful. Remember, a well-synthesized literature review is like a well-orchestrated symphony. Each element, whether a direct quote or a summarization, should contribute to a larger, harmonious understanding of your research landscape. Avoiding these common pitfalls and focusing on coherence will not only enhance the quality of your review, but also strengthen your overall argument. Stay tuned for more tips on navigating your dissertation journey, ensuring each step not only brings clarity, but also closer to your academic goals. As we wrap up today's discussion on synthesizing information for your literature review, let's quickly recap the main points and takeaways from our sessions. Synthesizing is not just about collecting data from various sources, it's about weaving these different strands into a new, comprehensive narrative. It's about seeing beyond the individual pieces of research and understanding how they connect to paint a broader picture of your research topic. This approach helps you build a literature review that does more than recount what others have said. It shows how their insights interact and inform your own work. Remember, the goal here is to create a new understanding from various perspectives, one that supports and advances your thesis. Synthesis allows you to demonstrate your grasp of the field and your ability to engage critically with the material. It moves your literature review from a simple list of summaries to an integrated, analytical component of your dissertation. If you're new to this process or find it a bit daunting, start small. Practice synthesizing with a set of 3 to 5 articles. See how the authors might agree or differ, and try to link their perspectives to uncover larger trends or debates in the field. This exercise will not only improve your skills, but also build your confidence in handling more complex bodies of work as you progress in your dissertation. As you practice, remember the key steps we discussed. Identify themes, group-related information, compare and contrast viewpoints, create linkages, and develop a clear, cohesive thesis from your findings. Keep an eye out for common pitfalls like overemphasizing one source or merely summarizing the texts without showing their interconnections. Always aim to maintain a balance and ensure every part of your synthesis ties back to your overarching thesis. So as we conclude, let me remind you, effective synthesis can truly transform your literature review from a mere overview to a compelling critical component of your dissertation. It's not just about filling pages, it's about constructing a solid foundation for your research arguments. Keep practicing, keep learning, and you'll master this in no time. Thank you for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. Keep pushing forward, stay curious, and continue to enrich your academic journey with thoughtful, well-synthesized research. Until next time, happy writing and...